Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, to be correct, Mr. Announcer, be Mitch and Finley, Landfill and Brother Walker. I think they're scheduled to have the helicopter fly in tomorrow, and they'll come back from their vacation, short-lived, and if I know B. Mitch and Finley, they're not resting. They're working. They're just not working here. Same thing to do with Walker and Landfill. It's beautiful to be among the living here on this beautiful January 1st, and privileged to be able to see it and to work with it, and it's a good thing. And metal, it's always good, man, to get going with you, and I'm following instructions as always. And you did say we wanted to kick it off with Tim?
No, we did Tim. We were going to do Kurt this time because he's Kurt, the only one who's been on hold through two commercial breaks, so we make sure we get to him.
That's right. Kurt has been very patient. We appreciate that, Kurt. What's going on?
Happy New Year, folks.
Yes, it is.
Doc, are you old enough to remember when you had to get long-distance operator to place a long-distance call?
Yeah, I remember I was a toddler, but I remember that when my grandmother would come out from New York to visit moms, and she would call when she made it back safely, and she would have a collect call. We wouldn't accept it, so you wouldn't have to pay for it, but that would let us know she made it.
Yeah, that's cool. I remember that old trick. Just don't accept it. Well, anyway, the reason I asked is because back during that time, a Texas businessman went up to San Francisco on business. He called the long-distance operator and said, "How much does it cost to call San Jose, honey?" She said, $2.25, sir. $2.25? Well, honey, in Texas, you can call hell for less than that. He said, "Yes, sir. From Texas, hell is a local call." So anyway.
It's good. I like it.
So much for that. Like, Doc, you know, I've been watching all the pyrotechnics by professional and college head coaches, and I got to think it's not inspiring to the team when they see their coach lose it. I mean, Joe Gibbs, Tony Dungy, Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh, Quinn Campbell, these guys never lose on the sidelines. And if I was a player, say, "Well, coach ain't worried," I'm not worried.
Yeah, it's you. Some teams do take on the personality of the coach, but then some don't, and they still win.
Right.
You know, it's
that's true.
I want the personality of my players on the field to be stronger than the guy on the sidelines, because the guy on the sideline doesn't play.
Right.
That's good for movies and TV shows and talk shows, but I want my London Fletcher on the field, not in the press.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm
absolutely
just telling you right now. Watching the captain play was some of the best stuff I ever got to witness from the sidelines. And so what I got to watch Chris Samuels and Trey Johnson and those guys from the sideline, this is a whole different game, man. When you get a chance to see it up close and then you realize what's what, and to see these brothers at ground level, I've seen Daryl Green take on guards that weigh 300 pounds. And when people are talking about size, sizes don't matter. It ain't the size. It's the dude's heart. And these dudes, that's man, right. These corners, they're outweighed, outmanned, outmanned. It don't matter. These dudes are thumpers. Right. So Alvin Walton and these dudes, you know, it's so... I now look at it, the heart of your team is your defense. And
yes,
your defense, and Louvu and these dudes, man, and Lynn, what these guys are doing, They just need a little more help. They get a little more help. We're a draft or a free agent or an offseason away, but it don't mean that we can't do it now. I don't want to push off this. I'm like George Allen. Future is right now because nothing is promised.
Yep.
Nothing. And one quarterback injury, one running back, you don't know what's going to happen. Do it now while you can. Yep. Appreciate the phone call.
Okay.
Now, Metal, you say Lil. Is it Lil? I don't want to pronounce the name. It'd be crazy.
You got it. You got it.
Okay, Lil, what's up?
D.O.C.
What up?
What's going on? Happy New Year. It's Lil, man. What's happening? Nah, this ain't Lil, man. Shout out to Lil, man. That's my guy, too, man. Happy New Year.
I got L-I-L on my screen, so I said Lil. That's what I was asking.
All love, man. Oh, you could butch my name as much as you want, D.O.C. You know, I got love for you, man.
All right, you got it, baby.
Man, but hey, man, speaking of, you know, the defense, I want to flip the script a little bit. I want to be the host. And what concerns you the most? You know, you want to win it all, right, Doc? If you make it to the dance, I don't want to be just one and done. I want to go deep as far as what, you know, I felt like, look, I'm going to leave that answer. I'm going to let you answer the question. But what concerns you the most? Because there's some things I told Heavy Metal that concern me the most. That shouldn't be on this squad at all.
Well, we can't be dictated to by anybody. Defensively, we've got to take away that run. We can't let people dictate to us. And, of course, you want as much pressure as possible, but this is not fantasy. We got to find matchups, get our best people in position so that we can affect the quarterback. It's not that complicated. We got to affect the quarterback. Everybody has a spot. Everybody wants to be comfortable. Our job is to make them uncomfortable. And you got to have freaks up front in that front seven to do that. And if you can't do that, then you got to have a freak covering somebody because this is a game of freaks. And everybody has one or two. Some have three. And what you can't do is not have any because you're behind to be home watching this on TV.
Exactly.
Let me give you another bit of advice. Yeah. You don't flip the script here. I run this program. So you follow
that. No.
Yeah. Clearly, you don't know that. So what I'm going to do is give you time to think about it. All right? Say goodbye, and we'll try again next time. Mitchell in New Jersey. Mitchell, what's up?
How you doing? Happy and healthy New Year to you and your family.
No, it's all good, man. It's good. I'm just doing what I have to do.
Well, praise for the people in New Orleans. That was really sad. But,
brother, there's no shortage of stupidity. And I thought New Orleans, I thought the streets were blocked. I didn't think you could have access through that. Clearly, I was wrong. That is just it's pitiful. But again, I don't have all the details. But from my record, my memory tells me you couldn't go through. But we'll get more details later. I don't want to speak out of school. So what's on your mind, Mitch?
Well, I want to see winning the game is not that important. The rest of the many players, especially our quarterback, our running back's been beat up the whole year. Penn State stopped one record from being broken, but I hope Barkley, sorry, Mr. Dickerson, but I want to see Doc Barkley break the record. He's come so close. Just play enough, get the record, and then sit yourself down and get ready for the playoffs. I think the playoffs are looking very good, especially in the NFC. Doc, I'm trying to get a workout here.
Brother, Happy New Year. Say so long. Let's go to Southeast. Bonesy. Welcome to B. Mitch and Finley Show, DOC and Metal.
Happy New Year, Doc. Happy New Year, Heavy Metal. Look, check this out, right? You know, everybody keep on, trying to, think about is Dallas is a rival or whatever, And man, we ain't even tripping about Dallas being a rival or none of that stuff. It's the principle. We got all these people running around here in the DMV area wearing these Dallas Cowboys jerseys and flying them flags and stuff like that. It's the principle. That's why we got to beat Dallas. because of the principle of it, because of all these people in this area that's trying to represent the Dallas Cowboys. And I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate it at all. And then everybody want to know, you know what I'm saying, about Jaden Daniels being the MVP. Look, we're moving too fast. Don't take my youngin' too fast. You understand? Let my youngin' get comfortable. Let him keep playing ball. You understand? What we need is everybody around him to step their game up. That's what we need. Everybody around him step their game up so we can start focusing on, you understand, going down here to Texas, beating Dallas, and then preparing for the playoffs. Hey, Happy New Year, Doc. Happy New Year to all my K9 fans. And, man, I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Peace.
Happy New Year, K9. Jonesy, tough one for you to follow up on, but you built for it.
Hey, Doc. Happy New Year to you first.
Happy New Year.
You know, you are the keeper of the K9, and you keep everything and all of us straight when necessary. And trust me, I appreciate all of that. Now, on the back end of what Bones is saying, I'm not worrying about JD5, whether he gets MVP of the year, rookie of the year, none of that. All I know is this kid is come through here and he's winning games. You know, I mean, we haven't been 11-5 in forever. Since B. Mitchell and went through the playoffs. That was the last time. I mean, 30-30 was a bad man, too. But we're doing a new thing here. And look, the coaching staff, they have pumped belief inside of their locker room. That's good enough for me right there. And trust me, it just feels good to be on the right side of winning. That's all I care about. And how far we go, who knows? Sky's the limit. I just love what's going on, and I just want to keep on riding on the high right now. So it's all been good. Hey, and we don't know what to come next. And my thing is, I can't wait. I can't wait. So, Doc, this Sunday we're teaming up. We pretty much gonna go to sit down at a nice little spot. Buffalo Wild Wings, me, Jackie, Red Lou, I hear is trying to come out. Aries, Tony, we just gonna go sit down, chop it up, hoop holler, and do what we do. Enough said.
Well, you couldn't be with a better group, man. K9s for life, and enjoy it, hey man. And get Lou the bylaws. You know what I mean? We got to get this brother to understand that we're a very disciplined group. And yeah. I think he's worthy, but just make sure you get the bylaws down.
Okay. Yes, I'll explain more. It's all about winning. That's it.
Yeah, it is. It's all about winning. That's absolutely the way. We don't do style points. Appreciate that, man. That's 11-17 metal. And we got a good rhythm going. I feel it good. We're in connection. We've got this college football thing. Metal, I know you got this college fund set up for the girls, so you've been playing, being going really light, or you haven't been just public with your wagering going, but have you decided to, where you going? Are you leaning in a specific direction with these collegiate games, these matchups? Kick off at 1, brother, so we're getting close.
I know. The first game with Texas, man, it's hard to go against Texas, I think, right now. I don't know.
Oh, they always, the prom girl, the prom with the pretty dress on, but it don't always work out like you think it
is. I mean, I used to live in Phoenix. I want to root for ASU. I don't see them being Texas. I mean, maybe, but I don't know. The playoff games all seem to be fairly one-sided so far, too. So,
you think Georgia, Notre Dame is one-sided?
Well, I mean, the games that have happened already. That one has not happened. That'll be tonight.
Well,
I'm going for Ohio State, who are also underdogs in Oregon. But, you know, Ohio State was number 2 not that long ago, so they got a shot in it, I figure.
I just think the Penn State draw, the draw they got, man, it is it's interesting, man. I'm telling you what, man, about that. You just can't discount it. And they look like they're playing up to it. Whenever you beat a team with a Heisman candidate in the backfield, team has momentum, and your best defensive player is out, that says a lot. I thought it was a great defensive effort on their part. I'm really waiting to see And that's what we want. We want the intrigue of these games. The Bulldogs, when a superpower has a backup, I think we make a little bit too much of it. Alabama's backup. Like Michigan, what Michigan did, which to me was amazing. How can Michigan not have a five-star as a backup? They didn't. At quarterback? How does a blue blood team get caught short? Well, then again, I go, what are you talking about, you nitwit? People mismanage things all the time. They just mismanaged it. And now with this portal, can you really blame anybody? People are leaving in midstream before bowls. It's so ridiculously mismanaged. The NCAA should be ashamed of itself. Ricardo, in New England.
Yes, sir. Doctor, happy New Year and happy last day at Kwanzaa. I want to chime in and with Bonesy's words was right on point, even though some people might not think this is the Dallas Cowboys is still a robbery. It is still in D.C. because we're tired of seeing all these Dallas jerseys here in town and whatnot. So I want to shout out to all
of you. Never going to stop, man. How else do you get recognition? Don't you guys get it? They're starving for recognition. So the one way, if you have low self-esteem, what do? You put that That's star right. on your head, which to me means it's a credit rating. You're one star. And all of a sudden, instantly,
I like that.
People identify you. It's their credit rating. They're one stars.
Yeah. Can I just say also condolences to everybody that lost their lives down in New Orleans, but it looked like you can enter Bourbon Street from one of the side streets. Those side streets that cut across Bourbon. I think they do have, I know they had the barriers coming off Canal. I mean, we were all down there for that New Orleans game, a lot of us Washington fans, and I know the people that were at the, down there for the game are probably tripping out right now saying, damn, that could have been the time, we were there. Yeah. So anyway, condolences to all the fans. All the people that lost their lives. It's a terrible situation down there. I love New Orleans, but terrible situation. Shout out to all the K-9s, Lap, Bonesy, G from the shop. And again, Happy New Year and Happy Kwanzaa to you, Doc.
All right, Happy Kwanzaa, man. All the K-9 community, man. Nothing but love for y'all. We'll see if we can squeeze in. We got Mike and Chantilly out there, man. Appreciate the love here on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. What up?
Doc, how you doing, sir? Happy New Year.
Happy
I got
New Year.
One dumb question. It's for you.
It's not dumb. The only dumb one is the one you don't ask.
Every question I ask is dumb. Now, we're playing Dallas, of course. Terry McLaurin scores a touchdown. Would you be adverse if they did reenacted the fun bunch?
Would I be adverse? Not at all.
I think it would be great.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want them to be penalized for it unless we're up by 30. But I don't want to be the one to have to deal with coach if they get penalized. But I think any time the team, first of all, if they even remember there was a fun bunch, is cool because it doesn't have anything to do with helping them win. If it helps them win a game, I'm all for it. If not, you got to move on. They got to cut their own cloth. We didn't do it for recognition. We did it as a tribute to Art Monk, who was injured. And we were doing it for James, for his return. And so the significance of it was nothing what most people thought it was. It was for Arthur.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was for Arthur. And we just wanted to jump in unity for give him to come back. So when he came back against the Cardinals on the road, then he scored and we jumped for him. That was supposed to be it. But of course, this crazy fan base, they wouldn't let it die. And, of course, the momentum, because we were connected with the fan base.
Absolutely.
So everything that we did was connected to y'all, the fan base. It was not about what the guys sitting around plotting to do. We were connected. It wasn't like this group now is somebody, we're this name, we're that name, we're this color, we're that. We didn't have none of that crap. We were one. And so once we get back to that, then you're that immovable object again. You're unbeatable. But this divisional crap we got going on now, it just irks me to death. But I'm going to let it go because I'm all about the games right now and the team. And these players are so together because they, man, they're just, they're a thrill to watch, and I can't wait. So I keep it all about the games right now. But this offseason, I'm definitely going to go completely off because I'm getting sick of this crap with these people in this town. And enough's enough. But for right now, keep it with the players. Let's go and let's beat Dallas and let's see what we can do. Let's make some noise. Appreciate you calling. Got to get to break because I'm afraid of metal. And if I start messing with his money, for those of you that don't know the business, if we miss breaks, that's money. So when you see us flying to get to these breaks, whenever Chris is producing, he's like 6'9", 400 pounds. So that's why we go to break in a hurry.
You get bigger every time you mention me on air, I swear.
Happy 2025. Here from DOC Heavy Metal, in for B. Mitch and Finley, a.k.a. the Fab Four. And we are honored and privileged, as always, to get out to Commander's Park. And we love to get it from her vantage point. The her is Donna Hopkins and Skeletos on the beat. And Donna, happy 2025. How are you?
Yeah, Rick, happy 2025. We got a lot to smile about to start a new year. And like you said, still got to have your feet on the ground to find out what's happening with this team as we move forward into the final playoffs. Well, the playoffs, but the final game against the Cowboys.
So what's the temperature like out at Commander's Park?
Yeah, it's pretty windy out here today. So we're in the bubble getting prepared for practice today. You know, it's a short practice. And, you know, the key thing is the Cowboys, you know, Coach Quinn talked about that a lot about, you know, cutting down on the mistakes that were made in the Atlanta game. So that's a big focus this week. You know, as you head into the playoffs, Rick, you know that hot teams headed in have to be able to run the ball. And that's one of the focuses out here also is getting that running game back where it's not Jayden Daniels leading the rushing group. But, you know, key things is to get some bodies back from the on the offensive line. Wiley was out in the Atlanta game. So, you know, hopefully, you know, find out a little bit about who's going to be able to play this week because this is still a pivotal game as far as this Commanders team staying true to that sixth spot. You know, it's just going through the process right now, getting ready for the Cowboys and that main focus, you know, heading into this game this weekend.
Yeah, it's a waste of time to ask questions about health because everybody's going to hold that tight to the vest. I wonder about incentive. It is my belief that we go in and try to gut the Cowboys, and I don't want to be swept by somebody I can't stand in the division. I also want to have a lot like that, like Campbell in Detroit. I want to go in sharp. And our defense, I mean, we had some holes in the defense. We had holes in the O-line. Our passing game was inconsistent. About the only thing that was consistent was JD5. And so I don't want to fluff over this. And so you were there. You're up close to it. You feel it. What of last week, even in victory, we got some things need to be corrected. Are we going to have time and the bodies to do that?
Hey, Rick, you hit it head on as far as correcting some things. And this is a game that you can utilize to correct some things that you know Coach Quinn preached on his post-game interview and on Monday presser that they have to clean up the mistakes. That is one of the key things moving forward, you know, as far as being able to, you know, the penalties, being able to run the ball, offensive line play, as far as the defense, being able to stop the run. They cleaned that up some in the second half. But that is the crucial thing, I think, going in. You talked about being sharp. They're not sharp in every area that they need to be moving into the playoffs, because if you look at the teams headed into the playoffs, most of them are able to run the ball. Most of them have good line play on both sides of the ball. And I think that those are some areas that this team will concentrate on this week in cleaning up as far as some of those mistakes that they have made. They got to get that running game going again. This is something that has been probably – that's going to be one of my questions for Coach Quinn today, is how do you get that running game back going? Because in the last probably 3 weeks, it hasn't been as sharp as it was during the middle part of the season. And then, you know, one of the Achilles heel on the other side is being able to stop the run. And if you look across the league, most teams going into the playoffs, they have runners, and the Commanders have faced some of the top running backs in the last 5 weeks or so. That's what Coach Quinn talked about, is they have been battle tested there. So it's an area that they still need to get really sharp, you know, moving in. And they can't, you know, play around with the Cowboys. They really have to go in there and really dominate that game. And you know, as far as scoring, quickly getting on the board and putting teams away. And that's something that this team, I mean, they won games, but they haven't really been able to put teams away. And that's one thing that I'm looking at this week, is going into Dallas and putting them away early. You know, we're not worried about who's not there for the Cowboys. They cut Ezekiel Elliott. He wasn't playing much anyway. It doesn't matter about who's behind the center either, or who's not on the defensive line or the offensive line. The key focus is for this Commanders team to do what they need to do to get sharp moving into the playoffs.
Yeah, we had a couple of callers that inquired about Ezekiel Elliott. I loved him in college. He had some great years with Dallas. I thought it was a joke or a prank when they said they let him go so he can sign on with a playoff team. I thought he was coming here to give birth. I go, well, you got to be kidding me. I go, it's a joke. We got backs here that aren't playing enough. Why would we bring a guy in that looks like he's pregnant? I just thought that was laughable. Our running game does need to be tweaked. And the questions that I would ask you, you can't answer, because they're not going to give you the information to answer those things. So I will ask you this. I've been scratching my bald head till I'm bleeding. Now that Phil Mathis is gone, it's another one of the prior regime's top prospects that have been flushed down the toilet. I know he's so angry he got picked up by the Jets and not by a team that's in the playoffs now. Do you have anything you can share with our audience? What did his dude do wrong? He must have pissed somebody off, because like a lot of the past regime's top prospects, they basically just flushed him down the toilet.
Yeah, Rick, I think they did. They really actually did like Mathis. It came to a numbers game. I mean, when you look at a John Allen coming back, and somebody has to go, and when you look across the line, who is that guy? Mathis wasn't playing a lot, and we had called it out that if anybody was going to probably get cut, it would probably be him. He just got caught in a numbers game, you know, about bringing people up, bringing people down, bringing them off the injury reserve list. All of that, when John was going to be brought back up, because I think Mathis would have been still here if John wasn't coming back to play.
Okay, let me ask the obvious question. I'm going to ask the obvious question. You don't stop the run with none of them. So
you're right, and you're trying to still, Rick, you're still trying to figure out who should be plugged in there. And I think all season long, with the people, the personnel that they've got, because I still think during the off season this will be some areas that they will address still. But
Donna, you know better than that. Donna, this is DOC. You don't get rid of the biggest dude on your team, second round pick from Alabama. You got a number of different ways to go. Donna, there's got to be something more to that. You're an investigative reporter. I understand if you say you just can't say, you can't talk right now, but there's no way in the world I'm going to buy that.
Rick, some people do things better. Some people can stop the run better. Some people are better pass blockers. So I still think it was a numbers game. He was a player that was talented, but I'm going to dig a little deeper for you, but I'm just saying that I just think he got caught in the numbers game at the end of the season. That what are you going to do? Who else would you let go?
Well, I'm just saying, with none of it works, with none of them. We act like there's a unit that did something really special. What am I missing? They look the same no matter who's playing. None of them stopped the run. So I'm wondering, how could the biggest dude out of the group not be – he ain't played in like 3 or 4 weeks. I'm going, there's something else. He parked in the wrong parking place.
That's what I'm saying. He hadn't played in 3 or 4 weeks leading into him.
John Allen wasn't even on the team. John Allen was recovering, and this kid still hadn't played. Something was up. He ate somebody's lunch. He did something. He urinated on somebody's feet. He did something. And all I'm saying, I need you to get me some stuff.
I'm going to dig a little deeper to try to find out what was the real deal. I may not get the answer, but I'll do my best to try to bring you that answer.
All right.
But I just think at this stage of the game, you got to keep everybody that you possibly can on that defensive line. Because, you know, in the trenches is when it, where it's won on both sides.
Right, and you can't stop a nosebleed. It's almost like Philadelphia. If you telling me Jalen Hurts, he ain't tapped up with my boy, the wide receiver's girl, or something somewhere, I'll bet you frog legs on that. Something's up. Y'all trying to play us for being dumb. This dude did something, and I'm trying to figure out what it was, because we not completely stupid. And I'm just – and the number two pick, I mean, it don't really matter, because when you got the blind leading the blind, pick the picks don't really matter. We all know that don't mean nothing, but there's an investment there. I know he's angry. He got picked up by the dumbass Jets, and he could have ended up with a good team in the playoffs.
Hey, but Rick, he still got picked up.
No question. I'm not saying the league is being run by rocket scientists, but there's something to this story. And our listeners deserve the best. I promise them to do the very best we can to give them, as Coach Thompson used to say, the scuttlebutt.
Well, I'm going to try to dig out that scuttle and see can I find out exactly what went down.
I know you will. Well, I appreciate you. And give the old man, and folks, the old man is Tony McGee, old number 78, high top black shoes, one of the best to ever put his hand in the dirt. And we love him. Appreciate you, Donald. Thank you so much for taking time out, and Happy New Year.
Sounds good. Happy New Year.
All right, thank you. Metal, we're going to get to the bottom of it. You got to convince me. Biggest dude on your team, you cannot, well, you can't. You're having difficulty stopping the run. People are running through you like a dump truck. Biggest dude on your team, you let him go. No explanation? Think about that. We'll be back. DOC, Heavy Metal, in for B. Mitch and Finley. And let's see if we can squeeze Bob in out in Rockville before break at the top of the hour. Bob, how are you? Thanks for being patient.
Healthy New Year to you, Richard. It's always a pleasure hearing your lovely voice.
My man.
My thoughts on no need for running backs. We got Rodriguez with fresh legs. We got McNichols with fresh legs on AstroTurf. Let's triple tight end them, baby, and power run it. They can always run the counter. They can always run the misdirect. Let's make this game a mission statement, Doc. We already got their foot on their throat. Let's finish it up. You know what I'm saying, Doc?
I like your style, man. But we don't call the plays. They do.
I know, Doc, but they got to learn from old school men like ourselves, don't they?
Well, you know what? I actually love the way Kingsbury's been calling the plays. I think his versatility's been outstanding. You can't change a man's personality. And when I say artistic, he's got a great range. Sometimes I think the straightest path is straight ahead. So I don't have to agree with the person. I just take the results. I love his results, love his quarterback. But you and I think alike. I just want to shorten this game. I want to go straight ahead, 50 gut, five times in a row, just the way you named it, and just eliminate them because we can. But that's just me. And that's why I'm on the working weekends right now doing it, because they're coaching and we're doing this. So you know what I mean? Let's just do the best we can with it, and let's see who wins. As long as they can win doing it their way, I'll accept it. But the moment it fails, you can believe you and I will be on this microphone. We'll be yelling our lungs out. Bob, Happy New Year, man. Enjoy yourself.
I'm blessed. You are too, sir. Thank you.
All right, my man. Yeah, I'll back you as long as it works. The moment it doesn't, then I'll be over here pitching a you-know-what. But no, I love this guy. He's calling great games, but he's got to realize that the best path is straight ahead. Quarterback under center. Put our best against theirs. Let's knock the crap out of them and go straight ahead. Back with more after this commercial break.